Where in the Bible will I find the sinful practice of jesting and foolish talking? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Joyful or witty exchanges by Christians when their hearts are happy and their spirits are elevated violate no divine instructions. These bring joy to them and to all who listen. Solomon said, "A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones." Proverbs 17:22. Now, what is condemned is foolish talking or jesting, mentioned by Paul in Ephesians 5:4. These involved suggestive, provocative, impure speech, designed to inflame the passions and to corrupt the heart. Christians must never participate in such, and it is their duty to refuse to listen to such conversation when it begins in their presence. Paul warned, "Evil communications corrupt good manners," 1 Corinthians 15:33, and he admonished the Colossians to "let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer each one," Colossians 4, verse 6. To the Ephesians he wrote, "Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for edifying as the need may be, that it may give grace to them that hear," Ephesians 4:29. Idle words which proceed from an evil heart are those which are not productive of good and are worthless, useless, and wrong. Our Lord, in using this term, denoted not only the worthlessness of the words involved, but the fact that they proceeded from hearts of corrupt people whose intentions were malicious. Jesus condemned all idle words. In rebuking the Pharisees, he said, "Ye offspring of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. The good man out of his good treasures bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. And I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Matthew 12:34-37. Our speech, as well as our hearts, must be pure.